Morning.
Good morning.
We are here. Fast to say it is not as somber a state that you are in. Don't be so sure that anyone is in knowing of what is going on. Each and every one has their theories. And these theories each have merit to a certain degree. But there are scientifics that have their theories. There are theologians and religious people who have their theories. There are everyday people who have their theories. What is the earth really made of? How are these pressures built? What goes on miles below the surface? What does a sentient being do that allows it to heal itself? Where does that mechanism come from? And so let us talk for a moment about the earth as a sentient being. Let us talk for a moment, as the 13 indigenous mothers were speaking, about the injuries sustained by the earth mother. Those who would exploit the resources of this world without regard to the living earth, and how their madness has infected the consciousness of many on this world, and how their madness and the infection that it has given has allowed this event to find its way to you. See the awakening of consciousness occurring, and keep in mind always that you are in a consensus reality. And so see the earth definitely bringing its own healing systems into play. See the earth wanting to stop the bleeding as much as any other human might want. See the earth wanting to just as much. And so see the earth shifting and changing its internals to bring into play the materials and the processes that would naturally seal off such a cut, such a bruise, such a penetration. See how can the earth resolve this? Now, some may say the earth can resolve it easily by allowing it to blow. But the earth does not wish that to happen either. That is not the earth's intention. The earth has pressures building in places that it knows are going to be places of great pressure. They are not where this well is. Also see that there are many in other realms that are rushing to the aid of the earth at this time. Cause gone out quite clearly for assistance in all realms, for assistance in the extraterrestrial realm, for the existence in the non-physical realms. And so see many showing up to get involved, whether they are bringing energy, bringing devices, bringing etheric devices. How many times have you heard about invisible crystals being left in places, invisible devices being inserted, or there's another word for it, but you understand what we are saying. And so see them setting up their crystal grids. See them setting up their energy patches. See them setting up their force fields and such. And see them all working in harmony and in unison. See the oil itself having a consciousness. See the pressure itself having a consciousness. You have all heard of how your consciousness can cause your blood pressure to drop off. See the consciousness causing the blood pressure of the earth to drop off, so that the healing can occur. You've all had similar, you've all heard of similar things happening in accidents and with people, with animals. So see someone taking the actions. See the doctor on the basketball court helping the injured basketball player. See everyone, all hands on deck. See the idea that these kinds of events are also part of the awakening process. How do you shake a culture out of its unconscious behavior? How does a human get shaken out of unconscious behavior? By something bringing that behavior to the conscious level. And so see this event as having that effect as well. In the Gulf, but also on the world. Everywhere. From the hills of Afghanistan to the frozen wastelands of the Arctic. To the lush rainforests of the Amazon, to Africa, to Asia, to the Americas, to every place there is. See this wave of consciousness arising, energy moving through the planet. And as all are waking up to the potentials of their actions, they all become their own oracles. They all become their own psychic information system. See that. See, not so much people coming to those who they know are psychic and asking, oh, tell us, tell us. See them knowing. See them having their own version of oracle enlightenment. Those of you who are more sensitive and have been oracles in other lifetimes, of course, you have always been ahead of the curve. But now see the dull, low information people discovering their own oracle gene. Because that is the time you are in. That is the theme of this particular cycle, which is the raising of the consciousness of all to the godhood of each, to the innate power that flows through you from Prime Creator. See that. See this time you are in as a great awakening on a grand scale. Not just on the earth at this time, but rippling through all of the lines of time, waking up people 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago. See, as if you could, in a moment, tell all time that they are connected to Prime Creator, and that they are a spark of the all-powerful, the all-knowing Creator of this world and others, of this universe, of this multiverse. You are in 3D to learn lessons. Feel it, see it. It seems as if it could not be so simple. It seems as if just thinking about something has no power. Just waking to something is not powerful. That is an illusion. That is the dumbing down of your senses. Those who understand energy, really understand energy, know that a blade of grass contains all the information of the universe. And those who have been unconscious and lulled into states of unconscious can look at a forest and not be awed by the grandeur of creation. and look at the Grand Canyon and think, ho-hum, great place to mine for minerals, and not see the awesome power and grandeur of creation. And now, imagine those people. Imagine them in their NASCAR religious stupa, their beer drinking, car driving ignorance. See them really waking up. See them understanding that their unconscious behavior, their victimhood, has led them astray. We will do an energy exercise with the two of you here now, but not just the two of you here now, those who are also gathered here, whether they are the Native Americans or whether they are the travelers who are on this road, or the builders of this road, or those who are farther back in time, or in the future. Imagine all of them gathered here now, sitting around this place as if it is the central tree of Avatar. See them all in unison, bringing their consciousness and their energy together. And see them moving as if they are glyph makers. And see them weaving energy spirals, energy patterns over the entire Gulf region. And so just see each and every one as if the Earth is a much smaller globe, and you can sit there and knit like an old woman a tapestry of energy. And then push that tapestry into the earth, and then work on another one. So see everyone kind of working on one. Some are working on ones that are like fishnets. Some are working on ones that are like spirals. Some that are working on ones that are like sutures and many other patterns. Patterns that can take the energy and dissipate it and move it out into other places where it can hold. And see all of these then being pushed into the earth gently, as if they are bandages, energetic bandages being placed over that part of the world. This is just one place on the planet that is in peril, but there are others as well. And so see that grouping moving out as if to do a survey on these other places. But see them communing with the earth as they do this. This hole in the earth that has been created in the Gulf is not part and parcel of the earth, in the sense that the earth did not create this hole. But there are others that are part of the earth's physiology. There are other places that are quite natural for the earth to upwell energies. See those places as well being calmed Now, part of seeing the consciousness raising, see those who have premonitions, who are hearing voices, hearing instructions, see them listening to those instructions, see them not overriding their psychic premonitions, learning the lessons, and knowing that this time they really need to listen. And so those who are listening and do hear, take the proper steps, whether it is to assist in stopping this, or whether it is to assist in not being a victim of this. It is like 9/11. It is a breach into the inner world, the inner dimensions. It was not totally unknown to those who built this well that this could bring the apocalypse. Some who were involved intended it to be so. They are fulfilling prophecy, and in their minds they think they are following their God. Just as 9/11 was no accident, 9/11 was purposely put together. Look at the name of the facility that burned, Deep Horizon. Deep Horizon. Does that not imply that they knew they were creating a fireball? Does that not imply that they knew they were moving into a new dawn? Golden dawn for them. There are some who feel that the earth is nothing more than a stepping stone for them. A launching point. See people becoming aware. See people becoming knowing of these things. The energy of this time, of this solstice, has not been felt on this world for a long time. And it is that energy moving into the consciousness of the beings on the planet, from the planet itself outward to all of the beings on this planet, that will allow great things to occur, powerful things to occur. And so see that being steered, guided, by wise masters. Very good.